National Beer Day is celebrated on April 7th.
A little early for beer, isn't it?
Beer is for breakfast.
Let's crack this baby open!
Well, today is National Beer Day.
Is that beer?
Beer it is.
My beer! My beautiful bear!
I'll have beer.
Beer?
Beer's good.
It's National Beer Day today.
I have another beer.
Beer mix. Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Yes, indeed, it is the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today because we can just talk. Oh, I love the emails I get. What to say to people who are convinced that COVID is a conspiracy? Well, let me tell you. It's interesting when they call things conspiracy when the websites themselves just spell it all out for you. Like Moderna's vaccine. Yeah. It's not a vaccine. It's not. It's mRNA. It's an experimental biologic that is specifically made to change your DNA. I don't need my DNA changed. Thank you very much. It's perfect just the way it is. It's interesting that in the respect that people haven't even gone to these websites to actually look up the information for themselves. It's just crazy. All right. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Thank you for participating in it. Do you believe Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, when she tells people that the China virus vaccine passports will not be developed or supported by the Biden administration? You know, actually, I kind of do. Because it's not going to be the administration that is pressuring you into all of this. It is the corporations. So all you have to do to shut all of this down is use your voice. And what is your voice? Moolah. Money. It's all about the Benjamins. Stop buying from these companies. Stop renting from them. Stop using their services. And they will come around rather quickly when they realize that Americans are not going to put up with this. Let's go to the talk and text lines. Ryan's on the line, wants to talk about Lake Ridge Golf Course. Ryan, what's up? I got a lot of people stacked up, so got to make it quick.
I want to make it quick. Well, the deal is that it's already a done deal because of the fact that there's only the Lake Ridge driving range is a 250-yard field because of the homes behind it. So what's going to happen is that Toll Brothers and Duncan Management, who owns and runs Lake Ridge, saying, okay, we'll let you have the practice range, but you can't do anything else in return. We're going to probably hit computerized or hitting bays, and that's probably what's going to happen at the driving range. And I know a lot of people don't like it, but the main reason is because of the fact when Mr. Duncan, who runs Duncan Golf Management, wanted to take over the field behind the driving range with only 250 yards, it already had houses on it, so he can't do anything about it. And because the driving range is only 250 yards, people that hit 300-350-yard bombs, they can't get, you know, that's what's probably going to happen at that area.
Yeah, but that's not everybody. And it's for the community to voice their concern. It's, you know, if the community's not going to put up with it, then the planning department has to understand that. But, Ryan, thank you for the call, and that makes great sense coming out of you there. All right, let's check in with Blake today on talking about the Today's Show with Gail King. Hey, Blake, what's on your mind?
Hi, Monica. Longtime listener. I really like your program. I really hate that this is what our country is coming to, is you get these people in these positions of authority that say whatever they're told to say by whomever, and these people just soak it up and they walk around acting like they just know everything. And it's time for us to take our, not only I'm from Reno Sparks, we need to take our counties back. We need to take our country back. Enough is enough. Well, I'm a 32-year-old disabled veteran. I fought for this country, and I am disgusted to see the way some of these people are acting.
Yeah. And it's interesting, Blake, because so many people think that really the mainstream media is the scapegoat, and they're not. Yes. They're willing and buying into all of this. You know, the people who make
like
the big money.
And money talks.
All you have to do is go look up that video of all of the different newscasters that have been put together promoting something, and they're all saying the exact same thing.
The same words.
Same
exactly.
Words.
And that just, I don't know if it's a good, it takes you back to the book 1984. I'm sorry, I don't know if that's a good reference or not, but.
No, it's a perfect reference, you know, Orwell.
This is plain simple, you know.
People have been trying to warn I guess we're just all too stubborn and thick-headed to get it. But we have been warned for decades that this was going on. We've got the blueprint with the communist, you know, playbook. You take over the education, you take over the media, you take over politics. It is literally why the Constitution was written, and the oath is to defend it from enemies, domestic, you know, from
and
foreign and
yeah.
domestic. You know, they knew that we were going to destroy ourselves from within. So, Blake, thank you so much for your service. You know, I wish I had served now, and seeing what's going on, to maybe I could have made a difference, but thank you for your service and your sacrifice. Well, it's greatly appreciated. And thank you for having your eyes open now as to what's really going on around us.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for your show.
Thank you. All right. Let's check in with Nicholas now with Washoe Patriots. Nicholas, thank you so much for calling in today. What's on your mind? What project are you working on with Washoe Patriots?
Well, they just come at us from so many different directions, so I'm trying to pick and choose. We've got everybody calling the legislators about this AB 93, even talked to Edgar Flores' office this morning. He's still not put that on the agenda for discussion, for hearing for before Friday. He's got two more sessions already scheduled, and it's still not on. Everyone call his office. They're getting inundated. He said, I can't tell you how many people his staff that we're just getting tons of phone calls. So good luck, you know, congratulations, everyone. Get out there, get in the game, and make a difference. But the big thing is this thing tomorrow. The Board of County Commissioners here in Washoe County are calling a special session, and it's to cover this thing about moving it to what's called local control. And I just want to read the three objectives real quick so people understand this is a joke. You know, I tried to talk to Vice Chair Von Hertong yesterday, and, you know, there's no discussion, which is what's probably most aggravating. So here are the objectives. One, reduce the spread of COVID-19, positivity rate below 5% per the World Health Organization goal, less than 100 new cases per day. When you put in the word new there, all of a sudden this goes out the window, because these are not new cases. It's testing, and they just report a test result, which even doesn't even tell you whether someone's contagious or what level their viral load is.
Well, the WHO has flat out said that the testing is meaningless because there's so many false positives.
Well, that's right. Two, partner with the business community, create standards that balance safety and economics. Well, where's the communication with the existing business community leaders with this group of people? There's about five or six of them who were, quote unquote, selected to be this team to put this stuff together. Partner with business community, create standards that balance safety and economics. They're not doing anything to balance safety and economics in this. Even though they say it's an objective, it's a joke. Three, deliver clear and consistent information to empower citizens and visitors to make informed decisions. Does that mean you're going to have an informed consent as to whether you take this vaccine, which isn't a vaccine but a biologic? No. Where is that in this? So all of these three objectives that they're saying they want to discuss are a complete farce. We need everyone to show up to this meeting tomorrow morning, 8:30 at 1001 East 9th Street, get into the city council, completely annihilate them, that this is a joke. This is not opening the county. The mask mandates are still in place. They've managed to go from six people at a table to a whopping eight. Masks indoor and outdoors, no groups larger than 25. You can go up to 500, but you have to have a plan. I mean, this thing is just, this isn't opening the county, guys. This is a joke.
Well, and I got a copy of that when he first put that out. And the other thing that people aren't talking about in regards to the governor's, you know, update here is the fact that they still have complete oversight of the counties. And if they decide what they're putting forth through the county, if the governor decides it's not acceptable, he can still come in and, you know, change the rules or even harass and punish people. So
that's exactly right.
It's not really anything new. So until people realize that the masks are hazardous to your health, you're breathing in your toxins, they're literally trying to, I used to always use the term the dumbing down of society. Mm-hmm. Now it's not just the dumbing down, it's the weakening of people's health. That's all they're doing. They're trying to weaken our brains and weaken our bodies just as well. And these fools are just playing right into it.
Well, Joy had a scathing video the other day, which is still in our Washoe Patriots group on Facebook, and hopefully it'll get on Rumble. But anyone wants to know how to protect themselves, go to our site, WashoePatriots.com. Go to doctors and protocols. There's ways to protect yourself from really any viral infection. And this COVID thing is not that strong. We've submitted these things to the the commissioners. And our next place is to go to Kevin Dick at the health district and see what we can do about getting this stuff implemented there. And put some pressure on them for the district to say, look, there's alternative ways. I know it doesn't fit the narrative of get the shot, but there's alternative ways to protect yourself. And this thing is not, it's less, if you're under 70, it is less threatening than the seasonal flu. What are we doing, guys? Everyone needs to wake up.
The numbers are out there. The information is at the CDC. The WHO is backtracking like crazy. Yeah. It is the governors, the Democrat governors, who are keeping people locked down to destroy the economy, because guess what? There's big payoffs in the end for them. And we'll talk about a special little dinner that Sisolak just had. But Nicholas, thank you so much for all you do. And I know everything's coming at us from every direction. It's hard to keep all the balls in the air and watch what all the hands are doing, because, again, these are distractions from the big picture. Nicholas St. John with Washoe Patriots, thank you so much for joining us. And I hope to have you on again real soon.
Hey, thank you, Monica J.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, Joey Gilbert. I know I throw his name out there a lot, but if you're not following him on Facebook, Instagram, all of his different sites, then you're not educating yourself on what your rights really are. And I think the scariest thing for myself, you know, especially after talking to Blake, disabled veteran, here somebody is giving of themselves, giving their lives to protect this country. And people in this country are so willingly blinded and so easily giving up their rights. It's really kind of disgusting. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be right back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is Alexa with Not Headline News. Dolly Parton got her second dose of the COVID vaccine. Now the only thing that can bring her down is gravity. Kim Kardashian is now officially a billionaire. Her agent Satan gets 10%. A Florida man was charged with drinking Four Locos while giving Botox injections without a license. To me, the most shocking thing about this story is that neither an alligator nor a python was involved. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game will be moved from Atlanta to Denver. It's moving to a higher altitude and an even higher fan base. And finally, my boss Jeff Bezos retained his title as the world's wealthiest man. And to celebrate, he's buying every single Amazon employee a brand new pee bottle. And that's not headline news.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. How well do you know us? How well do you know the news right here and the talk that we do, the FM talk? Well, you know, I'm just going to have to quiz you on it right now. That's right. If you want to pick up a two-foot sub from Port of Subs, all you have to do is text me the answer to this question in 90 seconds. First one, who replaced Art Bell as the host of Coast to Coast on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk? Who replaced him? 90 seconds, 884-9910. Good luck to you. Hey, let's go back to that line and check in with Ann this morning. Ann wants to talk about the vaccines. Hi, Ann. Thanks for calling into the program.
Yeah, I went down and got a blood test to see if I had the COVID antibodies, and I do, and I have never been sick. Well, so why would I get a shot?
You know, that is a great question. It's not that you want to get a shot, Ann. It's they want you to get a shot because
they
want to put this in your system. And,
you
know, I'm glad. Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing the blood test because really that's the only accurate way you're going to find out.
My husband and I both have the COVID antibodies in our blood. So I'm going, you know, and we never been sick.
You know, and you may have been, but you just didn't feel sick. You may have, you know, contracted it somewhere, asymptomatic, and you just, you know, maybe had a sore throat or the sniffles or just felt tired, and your body fought it off. That's what our bodies do.
We take supplements to boost our immune, vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D3.
Yeah, but you don't hear the media talking about that. You don't hear any of the doctors out there who are pushing this agenda talking about how to build up your immune system. Well, you do hear, actually. So, Ann, thank you so much for that information. I appreciate the call today, and thank you also for the common sense that why would you? Here you go. Messenger RNA or mRNA plays a fundamental role in human biology, transferring the instructions stored in DNA to make the proteins required in every living cell. Our approach is to use mRNA medicines to instruct a patient's own cells to produce proteins that could prevent, treat, or cure disease. The science behind mRNA medicines is using mRNA to develop medicines. We take advantage of normal biological processes to create a desired therapeutic effect. This gives us the potential to treat a broad spectrum of diseases, many of which cannot be addressed with current therapies. Huh. That is directly from Moderna's website. You know, Moderna's website, Moderna, when they were doing some clinical trials with people, 13 people died. That's in the actual FDA document. But they say, it wasn't because of the vaccine, which is not a vaccine. It's a biological agent. Do your research. This is so important. You know, I hate to be biblical on you, but God made us to do all this stuff. He made us to be healthy and have immune systems and to fight off viruses. The problem is we keep going against his work because we create viruses. If you still don't think that this was a created virus, then you're not paying attention. Because it came out of the Wuhan lab and it came out with the help of the United States. Fauci backing the funding because they were working on that virus in the U.S. And Obama, for some reason, said, no, ship it over here. When we come back from this break, I'm going to let you in on a little secret of what China is actually up to. Because when you look at what's going on around, I just received this text. So the way I see it, if I'm correct, there will be rules for vaccine passports we, the people, must adhere to. But thousands of illegals roaming throughout our country are exempt. In addition, some states will have these passports and some will not. Okay, I get it. That's because the states who want them banned, they get what the big picture is, what the agenda is. Stop calling it conspiracy theory. Or if you're going to call it conspiracy theory, at least fess up to the fact that it's not a conspiracy. It's going on all around us, right in front of your own eyes. Us theorists just tried to warn you ahead of time. We'll be back after this Fox News update with the ultimate goal of China on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today and whatever time I can get from you. Our podcasts are at 991fmtalk.com, and so is our poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you believe Jen Psaki when she says that the Biden-Harris administration is not going to push or require passports, vaccine passports? Well, let me tell you what you're up against here, okay? This is just lovely. PolitiFact, which is a left-leaning fact-checking organization, CNN and Fauci are joining forces for something only liberals can celebrate. Yes, United Facts of America. It's going to be a multi-day event. This is just incredible. Just in case you want to get in on it, it's May 10th through the 13th. And wow. Brian Seltzer from CNN. Really? You think that's going to be facts? That's just incredible. Because they will tell you things like this aren't true. That while Russia and China are building up their nuclear arsenal and could actually double their nuclear force by 2030, our representatives are literally trying to destroy this country. Now, yes, I do believe that the military misspends money, and I think that there is too much money that is gone missing, the trillions and trillions of dollars that nobody seems to be accounting for. But there is something currently going through the House, and it's called Investing in Cures Before Missiles. Yeah. They want to defund U.S. nuclear forces and fund vaccine research. Well, we've already got quite a bit of money going into vaccine research. And isn't that up to the pharmaceutical companies that are making oh so much money in the first place? Well, Senator Edward Markey and Representative Ro Khanna, do I really need to tell you that they're Democrats? They would like to curtail, if not eliminate, spending on the Air Force's ground-based strategic deterrent program. What is that? Well, that would be the much-needed new ICBMs to protect this country. So as China is building its forces, building its troops, guess what? A leading Chinese professor, this guy's actually called the teacher of the state by the Chinese, because he's a prominent anti-U.S. scholar, and he's pretty much the advisor to the two most powerful bodies of the CCP. He is putting forth the plan for the communist regime to overthrow the United States as the world superpower. His multi-pronged strategy involves a range of malign actions to subvert the United States while strengthening the Chinese regime. So what do you think those things could be? Well, he puts it out there, interfering in U.S. elections, controlling the American market, cultivating global enemies to challenge the United States, stealing American technology, expanding Chinese territory, and influencing international organizations. Let's see, international organizations, you mean like the WHO? How they just literally forced the WHO to come out and say that the virus did not originate in Wuhan, China. It wasn't released. This biological agent wasn't released from the Wuhan lab. Well, let's see. Interfering in U.S. elections. Controlling the U.S. market. Cultivating global enemies. And stealing American technology. Huh, let's see. What man was fighting to protect the United States of America from all of that? Huh. Wasn't it President Donald John Trump? Do you see the connections? Do you see how Major League Baseball is against and pulling out of Georgia because, oh, they're trying to strengthen voter rights and eliminate voter fraud? You know that was just a game because they are completely in bed with China. Because why else would they move the All-Star game to a state that has, if not the same or more restrictive voting laws than Georgia? Yeah, look into Denver's voting laws. So it wasn't about people's rights to vote. It was about taking something away, what, $100 million in revenue from black-owned businesses, from people in Georgia, diminishing the economy, taking it away from a red state and moving it into a staunch blue state? It's corporations trying to play games with your rights, with your life, with your health. Because again, it's going to be these corporations, Coca-Cola, Delta, Cisco, Major League Baseball, probably football and all the rest, requiring COVID vaccination passports so you can have the joy and the privilege of using their services or items. You have more power than you think. We have more power than they think. All we have to do is say no to all of this. I made a comment the other day about, you know, stop spending at these places. Somebody texted me back and said, stop spending altogether. You want to do something for yourself. Take all that vacation money. Take all of that whatever concert money that you may spend. And just in my opinion, if I have anything left over, I put it into gold and silver. Because I know, again, I've told you before, this is just the beginning. We haven't hit the high point yet. There's more to come. There's more pandemics to come. There's more non-pandemics to come. Excuse me, I'll rephrase it that way. And it's going to get worse because of the fact that these vaccines that people are getting, and it's being put out by the doctors, you just have to make sure that you find them, research them, and understand what they're saying, that these vaccines that are changing your DNA is going to make it harder for you to fight off future viruses, whether natural or man-made. The deaths that we're seeing now, the weakening that we're seeing now, the cardiovascular problems, these are just the beginning. Because it's when that next round of virus comes around, so we'll be seeing it a lot as we go into this winter. They've given us the clues. They've said, you know, this isn't going to be over until 2024. It's not going to be over until, you know, 3 or 4 years from now. Fauci said 8. It's all about control. And too many people are giving it up too freely. I just want you to be prepared. That's all. Do your own research. Turn off the television. Pick up a book like 1984, Animal Farm, The Naked Communist, and start making the comparisons as to what we're going through right now. It's that simple. But you have too many people out there who are trying to make fun of you for trying to educate yourself. Which, you know what? Take the slings and arrows. Take the laughter. Because you'll be the one who's laughing in the long run. Look around you. How many people do you know who have actually died from COVID? Not with COVID, from COVID. And then ask yourself, how many of your friends have died from cancer, have died from Alzheimer's, ALS. You're going to see a lot more people saying that they've had friends and loved ones die from these other things and not from COVID. If this were a pandemic, the hospitals would be overrun And they're not and never have been. They've separated COVID patients, but they've never had to shut their doors because they've been too busy. How many people did the mainstream media and the government kill because they couldn't get hydroxychloroquine? They couldn't get ivermectin. That people have been cured in less than 48 hours. You need to start asking yourself the important questions. Why are the cities and counties playing into all this? Because of money. The money's not going to the businesses. So where is all of that money going? It's going to the governments and the corporations who are pushing the agenda, keeping the lockdowns going. It's the Monica Jay Show. Just a little truth for you. Just a little something to hopefully wake you up or at least make you feel more confident on taking on the role of the naysayers who are coming after you. I'd like to congratulate Richard in Cold Springs, knowing that the man who took over for Art Bell was George Norrie. Thank you for all of your texts and playing and knowing 92.1 and 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Thank you for knowing your news and talk stations. It's the Monica Jay Show. Richard, enjoy that sub from Porta Subs. 2 feet.
Ugh.
I hope you have somebody else on the other end. We'll be back right after this to wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
For Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Hey, if you're going to do anything today, please get to your legislators, get to the Democrats, let them hear your voice to say no and oppose AB 321. This is the ballot harvesting and universal mail ballot that the legislature is actually voting on tomorrow at 4 p.m. So please get to the legislators, call them, email them. Let them hear your voice and tell them to oppose this horrible, horrible bill, AB 321. We want our voice back. We want fraud-free elections. And we want a fraud-free governor. You know, just so you know, Sisolak had dinner with Jeff Burns the other night at his house, Burns' house. Burns is looking for a water deal for his smart city that needs to be banned. Just my opinion there. So the person sending me this, I wonder what Burns offered Sisolak. The nanny is now suing Jeff and Mary for sexual harassment. My friend worked the dinner. It's all true what the paper reported about Burns today. Well, thank you for that little heads up. I hadn't seen the article. I'm going to have to go check that out. Thank you for all of your emails and your questions. And especially the one about, well, what do I do when OSHA comes in? What do I do when officers come in? People nowadays, we've had it easy. We haven't seen war. We haven't seen the atrocities. We haven't seen the tyranny. But people in other oppressive countries have. And fortunately, they've moved out of those countries. So next time you think about what do you do when you're up against this, well, if you haven't heard, you act like Pastor Pulowski, because he said it perfectly.
I don't want to hear anything out of this property immediately. I don't want to hear a word.
out of this property immediately until you come back with a warrant. Out of this property. Immediately out. Immediately go out and don't come back. I don't want to talk to you. Not a word. Out of this property. Immediately out. I don't care what you have to say. Out of this property, you Nazis. Out. Gestapo is not allowed here. Immediately, Gestapo is not allowed. Out. Do you understand English? Get out of this property. Go. So go. Go.
You know, when law enforcement shows up at a church on Passover, yeah, they do become Nazis at that point. I love you. Have a great day. Check you tomorrow at the Monica Jay Show.